Here's the translated text in English. Iran tightens control of Hormuz after U.S. calls off renewed attacks. Oil prices rise on lack of progress in U.S.-Iran talks. Hormuz shipping remains disrupted. Gold prices fall further as uncertainty over Iran talks and U.S. interest rate boosts strengthen the dollar. USDA to expand acreage surveys to include more U.S. farmers. Oil rises, with Brent crude above $102 as Iran talks stall and Hormuz disruptions continue. Mexico's economy minister says the country shouldn't be nostalgic about the zero-tariff era. U.S. natural gas prices rise in volatile trading after ceasefire extension. Gold prices tick up after Trump announces U.S.-Iran ceasefire extension. Iran seizes two container ships attempting to leave the Gulf. U.S. Farm Secretary says USDA is in daily discussions with the White House regarding high fertilizer prices. China's XPeng expects to begin delivering flying cars in 2027. Iran war boosts European logistics profits amid ongoing shipping chaos. Taiwan stocks close higher. Taiwan weighted index up 1.75%. Saab's Q1 profit jumps on strong demand for surveillance and combat systems. Heineken beats Q1 forecasts but remains cautious about impacts of the Iran conflict. Tesla increases 2026 spending plans by 25% as Musk funds AI and robotics initiatives. Renault's Q1 sales surpass forecasts on strong partner demand. Hyundai Motors' Q1 profit disappoints due to tariffs and Middle East disruptions. Nestle beats first quarter sales estimates on stronger coffee and food demand. Hyundai Motor reports a 31% drop in Q1 operating profit but meets forecasts. Japan manufacturing PMI exceeds forecasts in April, slowing growth due to drag in services sector. South Korea's GDP growth exceeds expectations in Q1, driven by semiconductor strength. EIA reports crude oil inventories rising, contrary to expectations of a decline. Italy lowers growth outlook and increases deficit and debt forecasts due to effects of Iran war. Germany's economy ministry halves 2026 growth forecast and raises inflation outlook. UK consumers are the gloomiest about the economy since records began in 1978. UK inflation jumps to 3.3% as fuel prices surge. Bank of England rate hike seen as unlikely. South African inflation nudges higher ahead of expected surge in April. Italy's 2025 deficit to GDP ratio confirmed at 3.1%, a setback for PM Meloni. Factory rebound supports India's private sector growth in April, PMI shows. Australian government working with Anthropic on cybersecurity vulnerabilities. Dollar holds near 1.5-week high amid ongoing Iran-US standoff. Morning bid. How much risk can markets absorb? U.S. Senate moves toward advancing ICE and border funding plan. Foreign investors buy Japanese stocks on hopes for U.S.-Iran peace and AI rally. Bank of Japan expected to drop hawkish signals while keeping rates steady. U.S. Senate set to advance ICE and border funding plan after lengthy voting session. Japan's factory activity grows at strongest pace in 4 years, PMI shows. South Korea's economic growth exceeds estimates in Q1, driven by chip sector. Bitcoin rises to highest level since early February, briefly topping $79,000. EOS climbs 10% in a bullish day. GSR launches Crypto Core 3 ETF, BISO. Bybit launches welcome campaign for Bybit Card, offering up to 120 USDT rewards for new users and first-time cardholders. Bitcoin slips slightly as Trump extends Iran's ceasefire following breakdown in talks. Bybit EU enhances accessibility and seamless trading experience for Polish users. BitGet wallet to enter prediction markets with Polymarket integration. Vantage introduces enhanced app offering a seamless all-in-one trading experience. Coins.ph pioneers stablecoin payment utility in the Philippines with unique QRPH integration. Bitcoin ticks higher despite renewed U.S.-Iran tensions. Dials Group reports 43% jump in half-year operating profit.